We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There'll be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Glad you are with me. Another full slate of Big 12 football this weekend. Another five games. And Halloween is coming up. We're getting close to my Fall 15 watch, by the way. If you're a longtime listener of Big 12 This Week, then you know that from Halloween to Thanksgiving is the time that I really, really have to watch myself. Because that's when I start packing on the extra pounds. And I think, and I bring that up again. I bring it up again because last year I said the same thing on this show. And I felt like it held me more accountable. I did not put on the Fall 15. So that's why I'm saying it again, because I think it worked last year for me. So, but anyway, Halloween coming up. We've got a great schedule and a great show tonight. Coming up in just a few minutes, Kansas State head football coach Chris Klieman will join us. I thought I was going to have, and listen, you know, people are going to tell me, God, don't say that because then you didn't deliver. I thought I was going to have Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy. That fell through. So I'm scrambling. I'll get something for later in the show. That's my point. I'm going to deliver for you. All right, let's look at the schedule of what we've got coming up. Coming up on Saturday, an 11 a.m. kick, number 23, Iowa State at Kansas. And, you know, Iowa State, I mean, here we go. You know, a couple of big wins. You start getting excited. Here's one where they could have really put themselves in a great position for the Big 12 championship game. And there's still a lot out there with half the season to go, but they come up short and they lose. So Iowa State needs a big bounce back game, and they should probably get it going up against Kansas. That game will be on FS1. Iowa State rushed for a season high 227 yards at Oklahoma State. And Breece Hall is the national rushing leader with 142 yards per game. Meanwhile, for the Jayhawks, it looks like they've found their quarterback, but it's freshman Jalen Daniels. Made his third start last Saturday, and he threw for a career-high 207 yards, 22 of 39 passing, and he also rushed for 27. So the Jayhawks have lost 9 in a row. I think it's probably pretty safe to say it could be 10. I think Iowa State will bounce back. The other 11 o'clock game, and we'll feature this with Coach Kleiman here in just a few minutes, the 16th-ranked K-State Wildcats at West Virginia. This series is tied up at 5 apiece. West Virginia's total defense ranks 6th nationally, allowing just 261.8 yards per game. That is impressive. Meanwhile, K-State, they've got a freshman starting at quarterback. They'll beat you with their defense and their special teams, which are just amazing. And sophomore Phillip Brooks was the first player in K-State history for 2 punt returns for a touchdown. We'll talk with Kleiman about that. That's incredible. His 2 touchdowns are also a record for a Big 12 game. So you can see K-State and West Virginia on ESPN2. Later on in the afternoon on ESPN2, following that matchup, we'll have TCU at Baylor. Baylor linebacker Terrell Bernard racked up 19 tackles against Texas. It's his 6th career game with double-digit stops. He's got 2 19-tackle games for his career. And then on the Horned Frog side of things, Max Duggan completed 25 of 35 for 276 yards and a touchdown. And he didn't turn the ball over through the air against Oklahoma. He also had a 34-yard run, which was TCU's longest rushing play of the season. TCU is 1-3 in conference play, 1-3 overall. Baylor is 1-2. So those teams have an opportunity to, one of them at least, to kind of get rolling here. At 3 o'clock on Fox, this will be a fun one. Texas at number 6, Oklahoma State. Texas has dominated in this series, leading all-time with a 25-9 record. Texas 2-2 in conference play. Oklahoma State, this is a huge game for them. A chance to get to 4-0 in the Big 12. Oklahoma State's win last week over Iowa State, which was ranked 17th, marked Mike Gundy's 30th career win against an AP top 25 opponent. Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney are the only other active coaches with 30 wins over top 25 teams at their current schools. We should call him Big Game Gundy. That's impressive. And Sam Ellinger surpassed 12,000 yards of total offense for his career, becoming the 12th player in Big 12 history to do that, and the 2nd Longhorn, Colt McCoy, is the other, 14,284 for him. And Ellinger passed Patrick Mahomes of Texas Tech for 5th place in the Big 12's career touchdown leaderboard with 117. And then the final game at night, it'll be number 24, Oklahoma at Texas Tech. Oklahoma freshman Marvin Mims, what a game from him. 4 catches, 132 yards. And Texas Tech sophomore punter Austin McNamara boomed an 87-yard punt. That's a Big 12 record. He also had a 74-yarder earlier in the game. Big leg Austin. Nice. All right, so that's what we have coming up this week in terms of the schedule. When we come back, we will have Kansas State head coach Chris Kleiman. Reveal Suits is the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference. They design custom branded suits and blazers representing your college favorite team or whatever your passion. Visit RevealSuits.com for all your luxury needs. They'll design and choose your suit. They'll help you with the fabric color, the logo lining. They can customize your vents, pockets, buttons, and more. And they offer 35 measurement and suit style options. So place your order, go check it out, see what they have to offer. It's great stuff. RevealSuits.com. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights, 6 Eastern, 5 Central on Channel 375. Time now for our can't-miss game of the week. And I think we have to look at the team that is in first place, the Kansas State Wildcats. They travel to Morgantown for an 11 a.m. Central Time kick against West Virginia. And that game will be on ESPN2. Joining me now, the head football coach from the K-State Wildcats, Chris Kleiman. Coach, thanks for joining the show. Coach, I know a lot of people were freaking out after the first game against Arkansas State, but since then your team has won four straight, looking to make it five in a row at West Virginia. With everything that's gone on, what's impressed you most about your team?
How well we've handled COVID.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. because it's so hard, and we were right in the heat of it. End of August, first couple weeks of September, when nobody knew who was going to be at practice. We had 60 guys of 125 at practice. And it was chaos, to be honest with you. And we got beat that first game. Bottom line, we didn't play well enough to win. And had a long talk with the guys about control what you can control, and take ownership and take leadership in the team. And they've really done that. We need to still play better. We've found ways to win, and the guys are believing that they can win, which is a great thing and a great sign. But we still have a long ways to go.
You were a delta blow when you lose your leader on offense, Skylar Thompson. You hand things over to Will Howard, and look, he's got tremendous skill, a bright kid, majoring in engineering. How do you groom a quarterback in real time? That's hard.
Really difficult. Really difficult. And you try to give him things that fit his skill set. And Skylar Thompson's one of the best quarterbacks in the Big 12, and we lost a great leader and a great football player. But the season's not going to stop. You're still moving forward. And when I was at North Dakota State, we lost a kid named Carson Wentz for the season, and nobody, batted an eye. He said, you know what, next man up, we got to keep playing. And Will Howard was the next man up. And Will's a really bright kid, has a tremendous arm, understands our scheme, is continuing to improve every day, is playing with a lot of confidence. And I think the best thing is our older kids have really rallied around him because he's a really humble guy, as well as a real competitive person.
In terms of playing style, and I don't do this to draw comparisons between the players, but the differences or similarities between him and Skylar, and I ask that from the viewpoint of how that affects the other guys on offense and how they adapt to someone who they haven't even had a lot of practice reps with.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just experience. I mean, Skylar's played a ton of football here at Kansas State, and when you've played that much football, you're on the same page with every wideout that's been in the program, tight ends, backs, offensive linemen, the inflection in your voice when you call out a cadence and stuff. You just get so comfortable with all that. And all of a sudden, he leaves or gets injured, and now you have a new guy that's trying to build rapport with receivers, tight ends, and backs, and trying to build a rapport and trying to with the offensive line and trying to be on the same page communication wise. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's the thing that you're right. This guy wasn't here for quote the winter because he was an early enrollee, but he missed all the spring ball, missed all of the summer stuff. So he was in pure catch up mode, but he's done a great job of not doing more than he's asked to do and playing within himself and playing within our scheme.
It looked like things just clicked for Will and the offense in the second half against Kansas. Just a complete change around. Was there a breakthrough?
Well, we sure hope so. But we challenged the guys at halftime. We were up 34-7 at half, and we felt awful because we had not done anything offensively. I mean, we had one short field that we scored on. The other short fields, we ended up getting field goals or we return punts for touchdowns or it's interception with touchdown. We had 21 points off of special teams and defense. So offensively we needed to do some things, and we challenged everybody in the locker room, coaches, players that we need to play better and we need to get some rhythm and some identity offensively. And that's why I was so pleased because at 34-7, it's easy to go out there and say, we'll just kind of move around and try to win this thing 41-14 or something, but we dominated the third quarter offensively, and that was so critical to have three long scoring drives, including a 90-plus yard drive where we ran the ball, we threw the ball, we got ahead of the chains, we were in second and one and two, and we had dumb penalties in the first half that just shot us in the foot and couldn't get ourselves out of it.
We're going to talk special teams, and we'll talk about the game against West Virginia with Kansas State head coach Chris Klieman joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. Deuce Vaughn, fun to watch. He's tied for second in the conference in receiving yards, third in all-purpose yards. And I think this is great because you can say, okay, we need a go-to guy to kind of bail out our new quarterback. Oh, yeah, it's another freshman. He's having an outstanding start.
Yeah, he's having a great season. And we knew that Deuce had the capabilities of really dominating a football game and giving us those explosive plays that our offense needs so badly. And he's done that. And he's another guy that is really humble, plays with a lot of confidence, understands his role, dominates his role, is not a selfish player, wants other guys to have success as well. But when he gets the ball in his hands, it's some excitement because it's tough to tackle him in a phone booth. This kid's got great quicks and great acceleration, and he's a powerful runner. We've learned that over the last few weeks of running some inside plays with him, and he runs through arm tackles and finds a way. And we're really pleased that he's only a freshman.
The Wildcats are taking on the Mountaineers. I just mentioned that Deuce is third in all-purpose yards in the Big 12. Second in the conference is Letty Brown from West Virginia, and his teammate Winston Wright is fourth. That's a pretty good combo at running back and wide receiver. Coach Klieman, how do you defend the Mountaineers successfully?
Well, it starts with their run game because I think they're really good up front. Neil does a great job with their schemes and keeping you off balance with their RPO game, but you have to be able to stop the running back and do a good job controlling the line of scrimmage, which is going to be difficult because they're big, they're physical, and both backs run extremely hard, and there's not a lot of negative plays. You throw that on top of a really special wide receiver and a quarterback that I've been impressed with ever since he came and played us last year, that a guy that's playing with confidence, and you can tell he just understands what they want to do offensively. So we're going to have our hands full on defense against a really talented and physical offense.
Yeah, their quarterback, Jared Daigie. And then, Coach, West Virginia, pretty stingy against the run. Second in the league, 109 yards allowed on the ground. The best average, opponents gaining just 3.1 yards per carry. What do they do well up front?
Well, as a defensive coach, they're fun to watch when you watch film. I don't know if we want to play against that, but they're fun to watch. They fly around. They're disruptive. They're not read and react. I mean, they're getting upfield. They're going to use their pass rushers and let them roll. I'm impressed with their linebackers and back end because they come downhill and strike you. Once again, the physical style of play and disruptive play that they play with on defense is really concerning because, you know, that's just it. We have to match their physicality, and that's what our goal is and what we're kind of preaching this week.
All right, we're going to take a short time out and continue with more on our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, with our guest, K-State head coach Chris Klieman. More next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. My guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Chris Kleiman, the head coach of the K-State Wildcats, who will take on West Virginia, leading the top of the standings. The Wildcats come into this game with a conference record of 4-0. West Virginia is 2-2. 2020 with the pandemic has brought many different challenges to coaches and players, and I want to see if you could talk about senior wide receiver DJ Render, because I think this is a great example of someone who is a great team player and for others that could learn a lesson. Render recruited as a wide receiver. You came in, you moved him to defense, but then this season you asked him if he would go back to wide receiver. For our listeners who don't know the story, kind of explain the process and the reasons for the flip back and then DJ's response and reaction to changing back to offense.
Well, DJ's a team player and wants to help his team, and he loves his teammates. And when we came in here as a wide receiver, we just didn't think that – and DJ would tell you, man, I didn't put my heart and soul into learning what we were doing offensively. And so he was really buried on the depth chart. And we did a tackling drill, and we threw the wideouts in, and he tackled really well. And I said, DJ, we want you to come over and play defense. Sounds great. Comes over and plays defense and is a backup and playing on special teams. And all of a sudden – we get decimated at wide receiver with COVID in early September. I mean, we have nobody hardly left and I said, DJ, we're going to move you back over to wide receiver to help us out on the team. I don't know if you're going to come back to defense or not. He said, again, whatever we have to do to help the team. Well, he was really a backup for a first few games as a wide receiver or the next few games. And all of a sudden we get some wide receivers through COVID, through injuries, not make or be able to play at TCU. And he ends up playing almost every snap at wide receiver and is one of our players of the game in the locker room after the game. And I just so appreciate his resolve, his resiliency to say, I wasn't playing on this side, so you moved me. Then we had some issues, so we had to move back. And he just kept saying, whatever it is, what's best for the team. And so he's what a lot of young players, I hope, look at and say, you know what, it may not go your way all the time, but if you keep battling, you keep fighting, when you have that opportunity, you make the most of it. And DJ's doing that. So super proud of the young man, and his teammates love him, and that's a cool thing.
Yeah, that's a great story. Kansas State head coach Chris Klieman joining us on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Special teams, always, it's been a bright spot there. I don't know what's in the water there in Manhattan, but it just seems like that school just always has success. Phillip Brooks, the first Wildcat in school history with two punt returns for a touchdown in a game. Talk about your emphasis or philosophy on special teams.
Well, let's give credit where credit's due, and that's the players, because we have a number of kids that were former walk-ons or a couple that are still current walk-ons or young players that are on those teams that take tremendous pride in the fact that Kansas State has had phenomenal special teams for years and years under Coach Snyder. And we continued with that legacy as we arrived here to say we need to keep playing really well on special teams. And it has to be the difference in tight ball games. It kept us in a number of games last year. It's kept us or allowed us to have success in some games this year. And it's the kids believing what we're doing. It's the kids challenging each other. It's the kids learning the schemes and then helping each other out and spending the time. It's walkthroughs, it's meetings, it's practice time, so that we feel every Saturday we have hopefully an advantage. Does it show up every Saturday? I don't know, but our kids believe every Saturday it can be the difference in tight ball games.
All right, two more things. I'll let you go. Is there anyone on the team, individuals or positions that you'd like to mention?
Oh, I think it's cool because we have a great senior class and a great leadership group of guys that are captains that are doing a great job of keeping guys grounded in the fact of we've won four games in a row in the Big 12, which is great, but we have so much more improving to do, and the guys are staying hungry and staying humble because we're playing well and seeing some success, but we need to, throughout this stretch, play a lot better as we get into the heart of our schedule. And I think collectively we're improving as a football team, but we know we can continue to improve and get better.
Yeah, and well, you know, that kind of rolled into my last question there. Is you're at the halfway point of the season. Is there a message you give the team at this point? I mean, because obviously you see where you're at in the standings, like, hey, we, you know, maybe have something special here, but what's the message that you kind of give at this point, if there is one?
Just keep believing in each other. Keep believing in how we have arrived at this point with hard work, with guys playing for the guy next to you, with guys believing they're going to find a way to win a game in the fourth quarter. We've played a lot of games that have come down to the last possession, some to the last play. And if you believe you have a chance to win and you believe in the guy next to you, you know, good things are going to happen. And continue to work hard and continue to pound the stone so that, you know, everybody has an impact. Everybody has a role on this team. It could be a scout team player. Could be a kid that's on one special team. Own and dominate your role.
I thank you so much for doing
Absolutely.
This. Yeah, and I hope we can... Yeah, hope we can do this later on in the season as well, too.
Sounds great.
I'm Bill Pollack. More good stuff coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper.
time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back on Big 12 this week, Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12 meets Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity, drink it responsibly. And it's time for Making It Look Natural. And the Big 12 this week committee had a hard time. There were a lot of choices, a lot of different student athletes making it look natural. But they decided on Breece Hall, who had a career-high 185 yards on 20 carries against Oklahoma State, his fifth straight 100-yard game, the tie for the third-longest streak in Iowa State history. John Walters with a couple of his big runs.
The handoff goes to Hall. He bounces it right. 10, 15. Here goes Breece Hall. 20, 25, 30. Here goes Breece Hall. 50, 40, 30 to the 23-yard line of Oklahoma State. Cyclones need two. The handoff to Hall. Left side run. Big hole. 40, 50. Breece Hall all alone. 40, 30, 20. Breece Hall in a foot race will win it for a Cyclone touchdown. 66 yards for Breece Hall.
And that 66-yard rush was his ninth touchdown of the season. And for that, he is our Making It Look Natural Player of the Week, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Hey, look, I could have put up an argument, and I did. I talked to the committee. I said, look, why not Oklahoma's Marvin Mims? He had a career-high 132 yards on four catches and a couple of touchdowns. Why not him? You know, we talked with Coach Kleiman, Phillip Brooks, first player in school history at Kansas State for two punt returns for a touchdown. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Russell Richardson. He's a loyal listener of the show, a Cyclones fan. And he sent me a message. He said, FYI, I enjoy your podcast, Big 12, this week. I work from home now, like a lot of people, and your podcast helps me feel like I've got a friend to talk sports with. Man, that's really cool. That's nice to hear. I hope you feel the same way, too. I hope we kind of feel like we have a bond and we can talk about Big 12 football. Russell, thank you. And if you're like him and you work from home or you miss the show when it's live, you can download Big 12 this week as a podcast. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Google, even Big12Sports.com. Wherever you subscribe to the podcast, you can subscribe to this one. Just search Big 12 this week. All right, so for you, Russell, we will pick up, have more of a conversation about the Iowa State Cyclones. We'll talk more about Breece Hall and look ahead to their game coming up this week at Kansas. That's coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
We're back on Big 12 this week, where you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And I bring in my next guest. I was trying to land Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy, but there was a scheduling conflict. He couldn't make it. And so, Todd, I don't want to say you're second fiddle, but I appreciate you coming in to pinch hit. Todd Kim from Radio Iowa, he's the sports director there. Not only does he cover Iowa State, but he covers the Hawkeyes, Northern Iowa, everything across the state. So I do appreciate and value your time and joining me again on the show.
Well, in the age of COVID, every backup has to be ready to go in, right?
Yeah,
so I guess I'm the backup who gets called.
Yeah,
so
well, you,
that's fine.
Yeah, you're absolutely right here. I was getting close to my minimums. I almost had to postpone the show. I'm going to have to postpone. I don't know what happens in that case. So, well, anyway, listen, I'm glad you're here. So what's the mood among Iowa State fans after another close loss, this one coming at Oklahoma State? At the halfway point, the Cyclones – I mean, look at it this way. I'm a glass half full guy. At the halfway point of the season, the Cyclones are ahead of Oklahoma and Texas in the standings. Yet they couldn't pull off a game that they end up losing by three with a late touchdown. So what's the mood like for Cyclone fans?
I think right now, Bill, it's about a missed opportunity. And that's really what that was down in Stillwater. You know, a win there and I don't see any way Iowa State's not in the Big 12 championship game. Now, even with that loss, I think they still control their own destiny in terms of, you know, getting there because they still have Kansas State at home. You know, that'd be a big game down in Austin against Texas later in the year. They've also got Baylor, West Virginia at home. So it's a missed opportunity, but from a standpoint of getting to the Big 12 championship game, I think the Cyclones still control their own destiny in terms of being able to win out. Now, there's not as much room for error now because they lost that game to the Cowboys, and Oklahoma State's really sitting in a good spot. But they still have some tough games left. So, you know, a missed opportunity for the Cyclones, but this team's still playing very well, Bill, and still controls their own destiny.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about that a little bit as we look at the schedule this week. And I hate to say this because I try to take care of all the Big 12 teams, but they're at Kansas. So the Cyclones kind of get a breather there, you would expect. Then they're at home against Baylor, who's had their share of just dealing with COVID-19 and a new coach. Not quite sure about what's going on there. K-State, and then at Texas, and then at home against West Virginia. So talk about what do you like about the schedule and the way it's set up that makes you think that Iowa State still controls their own destiny?
Well, number one, just the fact that Iowa State's one of the better defensive teams in the league, I think that gives you a good chance right there. And that's really the reason Oklahoma State's where they're at right now, and Kansas State as well, because you've got three very good defensive teams. The other thing Iowa State's done very well, Bill, and it's been a little bit surprising to me how well they've done it, but that is run the football. And that'll give you a chance on the road, at home. If you can run the football and play good defense, Breece Hall leads the Big 12 right now in rushing at over 143 yards per game. So good running game, good defense is going to give you a chance virtually every week.
Yeah, let's talk. We'll talk about the defense, but let's talk about Breece Hall. Head coach Matt Campbell said that he's coached Kareem Hunt, David Montgomery, and he feels that Hall is kind of headed down that similar path.
The biggest trait that those two had in David and Kareem that Breece has really shown is not only a talent, but really his preparation in detail. And I think maybe that's the greatest growth that Breece has made from a freshman to a sophomore, is how he's prepared.
Do you agree with his assessment?
I don't think there's any question. You look at the kind of combination back he is, where you can hand it to him, he can run, he can also catch it out of the backfield. His vision's just terrific, and that's the one thing that really sets great running backs apart, is his vision. And just being a sophomore, I mean, he played as a true freshman, and Coach Campbell said this week that it's his off-the-field habits in terms of taking care of himself really have picked up here as a sophomore. And so that's the kind of thing you really look at, because running backs really have to take care of themselves week to week, and that's something he's done very well. But he's a great talent. I mean, he was highly recruited out of Wichita, so you know, it was a good get for the Cyclones to land him, and he is not disappointed in his first year and a little more than they're on campus.
Defensively, the Cyclones held Chuba to 139 yards. I mean, I think you can say that. I mean, you hold him to 139 yards. I think that's a pretty decent day. Oklahoma State got a pretty good passing game from Spencer Sanders, who was back, 235 yards. So when you total it up, a good chunk of yards, but, you know, they kept the team in the game. Talk about the defense a little bit.
Yeah, no, they did. They really did. And, you know, I think if you look at the difference in that game, you know, they had two missed field goals that were probably makeable from Connor Asali. And one of them, he got pushed out to 48 yards because I think Brock Purdy took a sack on third down, which was a little ill-advised, making it a longer field goal. So it was really just about the little things. And I don't think there's any question, Bill, you know, this day and age in college football, if you can hold teams to around 24 points, that's a really solid defensive effort, just with all the offense we see out there in every conference. So you're right, that defense is going to give you a chance to win, and it did last week against Oklahoma State. But Matt Campbell's always said, you know, it's the little things that make the difference in close games, and that's kind of what happened last week against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you brought it up, Todd. You talked about Kansas State having a good defense, Oklahoma State, Iowa State. I mean, the three teams up the standings, it's defense in the Big 12. That's unheard of.
It really is for this league. But a lot of that has to do with, too, Bill, we see a lot of programs in transition or with new quarterbacks. And I think if you look across the country this year, after what everybody had been through with no spring practice, limited summer contact practices, it seems like the teams with the new quarterbacks have struggled more, especially out of the gate. Now, they may get better as the year goes along, but I think you're seeing that a little bit here in the Big 12. Brock Purdy is an experienced quarterback. Probably at Texas is the only place where you've seen someone struggle with an experienced quarterback. But for the most part, I think it's teams with the experienced quarterbacks that have really been at an advantage here, at least early part of this season.
Yeah, good point. Todd Kim is joining us. He's the sports director at Radio Iowa here on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. I want to talk about the Iowa State family losing Matt Blair, one of their top players, who died at the age of 70. He helped lead the team to its first ever bowl appearance in the 1971 Sun Bowl. And I think Iowa State lost that game, but he was named the outstanding defensive player of the game and then went on and had a great pro career. Can you talk about him a little bit?
Yeah, he was really an integral part of that Johnny Majors era at Iowa State that really turned things around. You mentioned the Sun Bowl. They lost to LSU in that game, but he was really an outstanding player for those Johnny Majors teams. And then Johnny would go on to coach Pittsburgh and win a national title there. So then Matt went on to play for the Vikings, but I remember him back in the middle to late 80s when he was doing color on the Iowa State broadcast of their football games. And for a long time, Bill, a lot of schools had, if they weren't on over-the-air network TV, would have the replay show where you could see the entire game replayed sometime during the weekend. And he used to do that for Iowa State. Just a terrific guy, and really stayed true to his Iowa State connections even after his pro career was over. He was a very big name in the Twin Cities with his years with the Vikings. So a great guy and a big loss for the Iowa State family with Matt Blair.
Yeah, Matt Blair, a six-time Pro Bowler. He ranks second in Vikings team history with 1,452 tackles. So, yeah, our thoughts going out to the Iowa State community there. You know, I was just thinking too, I'm looking at the schedule, a home game against West Virginia in December. in Ames. What is that going to be like, temperature-wise?
It could be very interesting.
I've been meaning to do this, and I keep forgetting I had Coach Kleiman on, and all, but like, I need like a spooktacular, you know, show. So let's talk Halloween. What's your best Halloween story? You want me to give you mine to kind of maybe help trigger something?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm about 7 years old and lived in Chicago, and we lived in a two flat, and we lived upstairs. So you had to walk through the main door and then go up the stairs to get to our place. And we would get trick-or-treaters who would come. But right outside our door, we had a little area where we just kept our shoes. It was kind of – so anyway, it's like 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, late. It's, you know, all done trick-or-treating. And we get this one knock on the door. And it's a little boy with his dad. And it's like, oh, man, you know, some late stragglers. So we had a little bit of candy left, gave it to him. I remember, you know, kid leaving. And it's like, all right, well, I'm going to get ready to go to bed. Next day, I'm getting ready to go to school. We open up our door, and our shoes are gone. They took our shoes. They cleaned them out. My shoes, my brother's shoes, they were all gone. And I opened up the door. I said, Mom, I don't think I go to school today. I don't have any shoes. She's like, what? You know, of course, she wasn't buying it. I said, well, come here and look. So they, so they needed, they must have needed them more than us. But, she was so mad. But I thought it was hilarious. I thought I was getting a free day, but no, she had a spare pair of shoes, so off I trekked to school.
She made it work.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So what about you?
Well, I can give you my most embarrassing. I was taking my 5-year-old daughter and my 3-year-old daughter out trick-or-treating, and it was the first time for my 3-year-old. And I don't know if people may not know this, but in Des Moines, Iowa, I don't know why it started the tradition. When you knock on someone's door to get candy, you have to tell a joke, okay? And I think it might be unique to Des Moines. At least my wife says it is.
Yeah.
And so I took the girls to the neighbor's house. My 5-year-old had a joke ready to go. Then the woman looks at my 3-year-old and says, "Do you have a joke, honey?" And I realized at that moment I forgot to tell her what to say.
Yeah.
And my 3-year-old just goes, "What did the necklace say to the earring?" And the woman says, "I don't know." And she goes, "I'm going to kill you." It was horrifying. The woman says, "Oh, okay." She kind of looks at me, and I'm thinking to myself, "Bad parenting 101."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got done with that house. We got done with that house, and I said, "Honey, here's one that you should tell." I still to this day don't know why she said that, but I think she just panicked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good, though. I mean, that's. I mean, that's a great line. I mean, that certainly gets people thinking.
It does, yeah. Not in a good way either.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you hear the door click and the blinds close down, and that's it. Lights are off.
The light off. It's over.
Oh, that's great. Oh, man. Good stuff. Well, that's kind of interesting, telling a joke.
Yeah. I think it may be unique to Des Moines, and I don't know where it started. I've Googled it before, but I have no idea when that started, but it's a tradition here.
Yeah. So. Well, that's great. All right. Well, hopefully enough treats for you this weekend, and Iowa State keeps things rolling along.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Todd.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd Kim from Radio Iowa joining us here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, that is going to wrap things up for this week here on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. I want to thank my guest, Todd Kim from Radio Iowa, for stepping in, doing a great job, and also Kansas State head coach Chris Kleiman. Be safe, take care of your family and yourself, and we will talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.